This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Awesome to have you with us, and time to chat some nutrition. Often the fourth and most disciplined, most important discipline, rather, of triathlon. We're joined by Trip Hipple in Denver, Colorado. Trip, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Trip, as far as nutrition goes, you've touched on sort of a couple of things in our previous chats, and I get the sense that you are really sort of scientific about it, that you look at sort of what you're doing, sweat rates, that sort of thing, how many calories per hour. I mean, you take this really seriously. It's important that you do, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, nutrition is a huge part of my life in general, and it wasn't always that way. I think in college or university, when I started running, I found out pretty quickly that certain foods don't agree well with a stomach when it's running. And it's been a fun experiment to, through the years, figure out what works for me. And I do have celiac disease, so I don't eat a lot of grains unless they're gluten-free. And that in itself has kind of opened my eyes to certain foods and products that I can use or cannot use, especially during training. But during racing, it's all simple sugars, and for me that's what works best. And the thing I take most seriously is how to train my gut to handle, especially for an Ironman distance race or a long training day, how to handle the volume of liquids or calories that need to be going into the gut and going into the working muscles to be able to keep functioning at a high level. So yeah, I take it seriously, but I'm not overly strict about it, because that's another pitfall that can be hindering actually to performance. So
Trip, I find it quite interesting. You said something there, that you said it's an experiment, and you said the other bit twice. You said "for me," and that's the key to this, is you need to figure out what works for you, and it's never going to work first time around. You have to try things and tweak things, and maybe something works and maybe something doesn't. It's always a work in progress, and you never quite get it 100% dialed in, do you?
No, because everyone is different, as we know, and I've tried everything. I've tried the high fat, I've tried the high carb, the super low carb, super high fat. I've tried it all, and I've just, over time, which will probably continue on through my lifetime, figuring out certain days what I need more of, certain days what I need less of. The timing is also key, and I'm learning that all the time, on what to fuel before, during, and after workouts, even on taper weeks, on how to eat certain amounts or certain not as much. So yeah, it is an experiment, but it can be fun. I mean, food is a fun thing typically, and it's a fun thing to learn about and to figure out how it works in a body and how it fuels, especially the exercise that we do as endurance athletes. I mean, we need to eat well, but there's certain times where we need those simple sugars, especially in a race or a hard training session, to get us through.
You mentioned these experiments, and you're always experimenting. What's something you've discovered that's been a game changer for you?
Well, I think taking in carbohydrates as I'm training and racing, I didn't take that as serious when I first got into the sport. It's tough because you have conflicting opinions between your countryman now with the lower carb diets compared to his old state, or where he figured, you know, carbohydrates were the best, a high carb diet was the best. So I think, based on my own research, but also my coach, who has his own nutritionists that work for his company, but he's also very keen on nutrition himself. He came from a bodybuilding background, which, if anyone knows nutrition and calories and carbs, fats, all the macronutrient breakdown, it's bodybuilders. So to me, I love that because I think that's an interesting sport in itself and how disciplined those folks are with their nutrition and diets. I'm not saying how they eat is how an endurance athlete needs to eat, but they know exactly what they need, when they need it, and how much. So to me, that's been the game changer of, taking in for me more carbohydrates when I'm training and working out. And even in that window of recovery, especially after a hard workout, it's important to get those simple sugars in and protein, which most everyone knows. But for me, it's been so helpful in my recovery from day-to-day training.
Let's talk about the recovery, because recovery is vital. If you're going to keep getting better, you need to recover. From a nutrition point of view, what's your sort of nutrition recovery strategy and sort of game plan?
Well, there's so many different plans. But for me, I've found, even over the last few months, just through more experimenting and kind of going through different routines, I found that just getting in simple sugars, even if I don't feel like I need that sort of simple sugar again, especially if I've just had a gel at the end of a workout or not too long before I quit, I usually will have some sort of juice, grape or cherry juice, and then I'll have some sort of protein. I've just been using yogurt. Greek yogurt for me has been very helpful. I think obviously the protein content is there with Greek yogurt, but also on top of that, you have the probiotic content, which for the gut and the stomach is quite helpful, especially from what we as endurance athletes put it through on day-to-day basis. It's been helpful, but I also take a multivitamin from First Endurance, the Multi-V, and then I am a proud supporter of fish oil to get those omega-3s in for the anti-inflammatory help. So
I think that is super helpful. Trip, thank you so much. Much appreciated. That was incredible. Thank you for your time here on the Kona Edge, and we look forward to following your progress and seeing how you go in the seasons ahead and the races ahead.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great to be on.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.